The acclaimed British-Irish actor Sir Michael Gambon, renowned for his portrayal of Albus Dumbledore in 6 installments of the Harry Potter films, passed away at the age of 82, his family revealed on Thursday, September 28, leading to an outpouring of tributes. Gambon, whose illustrious career in acting encompassed television, film, radio, and theatre, attained considerable recognition, securing 4 television BAFTAs and Olivier Awards. Sir Michael Gambon's diverse roles reached a pinnacle with his esteemed performance as the headmaster of Hogwarts in the globally acclaimed Potter series. "We are devastated to announce the loss of Sir Michael Gambon," his family conveyed in a statement, noting that his demise, surrounded by his wife Anne and son Fergus, was peaceful and followed a bout of pneumonia. Characterized by the late Ralph Richardson as the Great Gambon, Gambon was esteemed as a luminary in British theatre while maintaining consistent success in various screen adaptations. His initial foray into acting was marked by a role in Othello at the Gates Theatre in Dublin in 1962. The passing of such a distinguished figure elicited a response from Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar, who commemorated him as a great actor, emphasizing his relentless dedication to each performance, be it in works by Beckett, Dennis Potter, or in the Harry Potter series. Gambon achieved national recognition through his portrayal of Philip Marlowe in Dennis Potter's The Singing Detective in 1986 and as Georges Simenon's renowned French detective in the ITV series Maigret during the 1990s. His theatrical contributions were numerous and distinguished, including his notable appearances in Alan Ayckbourn's The Norman Conquests and The Life of Galileo. His commitment to the theatre saw him earn a Tony nomination in 1997 for his role in David Hare's Skylight and acclaim for his performances in Nicholas Heitner's National Theatre productions of Henry IV. His last stage appearance occurred in 2012 in a London production of Samuel Beckett's play All That Fall. Additionally, Gambon's versatility was evident in his laudable performances in the BBC's adaptation of J.K. Rowling's The Casual Vacancy in 2015 and period dramas like The King's Speech, wherein he depicted King George V. His portrayals in Jane Austen's Emma in 2010 and as President Lyndon B. Johnson in Path to War in 2002 garnered him Emmy Award nominations. His global recognition was arguably solidified by his role as Dumbledore in the Harry Potter series, a role he inherited after the passing of Richard Harris in 2002. For his extensive contributions to the entertainment industry, he was knighted in 1998. Posthumous accolades and reminiscences inundated the public domain. With the loss of Michael Gambon, the world just became considerably less fun, Harry Potter actor Daniel Radcliffe said. "Michael Gambon was one of the most brilliant, effortless actors I've ever had the privilege of working with, but despite his immense talent, the thing I will remember most about him is how much fun he had doing his job. He was silly, irreverent, and hilarious. He loved his job, but never seemed defined by it." Radcliffe's co-star Emma Watson, who played Hermione Granger in the series, praised Gambon for showing us what it looks like to wear greatness lightly. "You never took it too seriously, but somehow delivered the most serious moments with all the gravitas," she wrote on Instagram. Fiona Shaw, who played Petunia Dursley in the Potter films, praised the variety of roles he undertook. "He varied his career remarkably and never judged what he was doing, he just played," she told BBC Radio. "With text, there was nothing like him. He could do anything," she added, describing Gambon as "just a brilliant, magnificent trickster." Long-standing friend and actress Eileen Atkins lauded his ability to captivate stage audiences. "He just had to walk on stage, and he commanded the whole audience immediately," she also told BBC Radio. Former Top Gear presenter Jeremy Clarkson recalled that Gambon had been such a tremendous guest, he had a corner named after him on the BBC show's racetrack. "He was hugely amusing," he said on social media. The array of tributes manifested a collective reverence and admiration for Gambon, a versatile and cherished actor, whose illustrious career and memorable roles left an indelible mark on the world of entertainment.